Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So the people who are hearing the context of what I said, they're getting it. Thank you guys very much on social media. 216-474-0092. Because of the last month, does it somehow, in a way, make this season not as special so far? Does it make this season? See, now I'm soft pedaling it here because I want people to hear the proper context. You're 61-15. That's an incredible record. But over the last month, it's been they don't start out hot enough. Darius Garland's numbers are worse, actually, over the last month than they were last year, which is surprising but true. The questions about whether or not, you know, Ty Jerome's going to be able to go. Okay, that's a physical question. I'm not sure. Rotational questions have been brought up. You know, he did say he's going to keep those rotations big in the postseason. And I thought, man, it just started to culminate. I know they were big double-digit favorites against a Knicks team that did not have Jalen Brunson the other night. And they went out there and they started getting hammered by the Knicks who couldn't miss a shot. So in real time, yeah, people are mad, but it seemed like they were. It seemed like there was some pent up stuff that people are overcorrecting. Like, you can dump me if you want to. Lima kind of made it out to be earlier this week. I'm just going to call. I mean, they love to sit there and call us out all day long, so I'll do it to them. I mean, Nick made it out to seem like the Cavs are the worst team in the NBA all of a sudden, and you brought it to my attention. I'm like, good God! I mean, it seems to be an overcorrection of what people weren't willing to say during a 15 game winning streak. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure. I mean, so I tuned in and it was just a lot of why can't anybody criticize the Cavs? And I'm like, well, I feel like you can do it, but within the proper perspective, yeah. Like. It's okay to say here's some issues they might have in the playoffs, but also here's why I think they can overcome and a lot of them, which I think they can.
But I felt like we got to have this really special run for about a week in the regular season where there were some people outside of Cleveland, in Cleveland, everywhere saying, you know, they could really beat the Celtics or they will beat the Celtics. They are the number one seed. This is a finals team. And now it just feels to me like, okay, yeah, you're going to beat this. You're going to lose to the Celtics, though, so we don't need to worry about it. And it feels like it's made it less special. You wanted to respond to it.
Well, I do think there's definitely a trend that has taken over in sports, which is, you know, this maybe the birth of this was 2016, right? Because what happened in 2016? You had an all-time sports regular season.
73-win team, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and they were the toast of the town. And I remember we lived it. We talked about it, how we're like, hey, Cavs are pretty good. Cavs are pretty good, too. Yes, we're not going to win 72 games, but there are certain things in a series. Now, I didn't think we were going to win. I didn't think we were going to beat Golden State that year. I'll be honest. There were very few people that truly, truly believed.
But there were so many people. It wasn't like this, where now it's just, yeah, you'll get to the Eastern Conference Finals, and that's it. It wasn't like that. There were definitely people who went into the Golden State series, us, who were like, okay, we're underdogs, but we can definitely do it. Like, now it's like we're going to run into a wall here.
But my larger point is, it seems like in all sports, this isn't just an NBA thing, we've gotten to the point where you almost get crushed for having a great regular season if you don't win it all.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, we want these guys to try hard in regular seasons because we have more and more evidence in sports that guys kind of don't. Even in the NFL. Even in the NFL, you're starting to see, especially if they go to another game, if they go to an 18-game season, you're seeing more and more coasting at the end of the year, which I never thought would happen in the NFL. For safety reasons.
Which even in the, by the way, the league meetings, like the coaches aren't down with it, the players aren't down with it, the fans aren't down with it. Who wants more of these games? Who wants 18 games? You're not giving the fans more of the product that they want. You're just watering it down in the regular season.
So Kenny, I want to know where it changed in sports. When? Like if you could find a random date on the all-time in the chronicling history of sports. When did it become the fact that we only care about championships? Because it comes up with the Guardians a lot with our fan base that who cares? Who cares that they did this in 2016? Who cares that they did this last year? They didn't win the championship. And I'm like, yeah, but there are a lot of amazing moments. What are you talking about? We had unbelievable moments I will remember the rest of my life. And now I'm just going to dump on any of that because they didn't win the championship.
I think these are all team specific, though. And for the Cavs, even for the Guardians, but it's when you become almost mundane with the just you're continually finishing in the same area.
It's like Steelers.
Yeah,
Steelers.
I mean, yeah, they haven't had a losing season in 20 years.
But doesn't seem to matter anymore.
Yeah, and they want the coach out, you know, or, you know, a vocal majority wants the coach out. Here, since 2013, with the exception of like two seasons, the Guardians have been super competitive going into the playoffs, you know, every year. The Cavs, this is their third straight year of playoff stuff. Fourth, if you count that play-in. And now me personally, we have talked about, I've been ready for the postseason to start any day now, and that's been since January. And it's because I know where they're at. I know where they stand. They've looked like they've had the one seed locked up since that point. I don't need to see anything else from them in the regular season. It doesn't matter to me. The regular season doesn't. I'm just ready to get the playoffs going. Because I know that's a slog, too.
Yes, it has been. I think it's our generation, and it almost becomes a July thing, and I don't want to do it that way. But you ask when it happens. I think it's a LeBron-Michael argument. I think it's a Tom Brady-Joe Montana argument. When we were young, there was such reverence for guys like Dan Marino, Jim Kelly, Charles Barkley, Ted Williams, the 90s Indians, the rest of the 90s Bills, for crying out loud. When you and I were younger, there was that. Now it's an afterthought. Do people, when they think of great quarterbacks, does a 25-year-old man driving into work right now, does he think of Dan Marino?
No.
Okay.
No.
Does he think of? I imagine they don't think of Ted Williams because that was obviously. I mean, he's been dead for a while. His head's still maybe alive,
but yeah.
The rest of him is dead, and it's been a while. So I don't know if they think of Ted Williams. But I mean, you think of some of the all-time greats. There was reverence for guys who didn't get rings. But remember, we have the 24-hour news cycle now, which isn't even news anymore. It's basically based on opinions. I love Shaquille O'Neal, but what happens every time they argue on NBA, on Inside the NBA? It always comes down to the ring that Charles doesn't have, and it becomes show fodder there. And anytime we argue about greatness, which is what a daily opinion television show does, I love Nick, but I mean, he's made a hell of a living on arguing about LeBron James and Michael Jordan. And it always comes back down to rings. So that's the rings culture that we've talked about for a long time. So now you can't enjoy anything.
I think so. Again, I wonder then why the 95 Indians, that is right up there. They did not win a championship. That is just like, to me, a smidge below the Cavs championship because of how special that season was.
You would think
so. The amount of walk-offs, the amount of moments that I can remember from regular season baseball. I mean, I haven't felt that way. Regular season baseball hasn't come close to get. And we've had a great win streak. We've had an amazing 20. I can't even remember the amount of wins it was.
That 22 game win streak. 22 game win streak. 17.
But nothing will be close to as special as that 95 Indians team unless they win the World Series.
Well, because I think for us, and even as a young child, I think you could recognize. New stadium, new feeling. you're finally out from Modell's thumb, because remember the rent the guy was charging to you made you keep having to get rid of great players for the Cleveland Indians, but no one wants to recognize that, because when they still want to start making arguments because the Browns have been so bad lately. But either way, you could have this high opinion of these, and now we just look at them like they were a bunch of losers. Like 2016, we bring up Rajay Davis in this town. Who else cares? Who cares? But if you bring up the 90s Indians in other places, there is oh my gosh, the lineup that they had. You had a bunch of guys who boppers there. You got guys who are borderline Hall of Famers or should be Hall of Famers.
Let me ask you
in
this.
There.
What about the 2020 Browns or the Browns from a couple of seasons ago with Flacco? Those teams ultimately didn't win anything. They didn't get to the AFC Championship game, which is what we've been starved to do, let alone the Super Bowl. Weren't there elements of special in those seasons for us?
You would think so. But across, for us, yes. For everybody else, no.
They feel
you
like
lost the first round.
They've been so few and far between that, yeah. Especially the way that 2022 played out.
I mean, you lost in the first round 2 years ago, and you got the great win in Pittsburgh, even though it was a COVID year. You had a great win in Pittsburgh, but do I remember random Texans runs with T.J. Yates or anything like that? No, I don't.
But we're not worried about what those fans, how sentimental they are. I'm talking about us. I'm talking about us as Cleveland fans. Like we're acting like the minute our season ends without a title, we've severed, since Owen's been watching the show, eventually you're going to have to, Kenny. You've severed those memories, and that now all those nights. I'm thinking about the Cavs. What is the Cavs' home record
easy.
This year?
That's easy.
And think about the sellouts and the amount of craziness. And unfortunately, I haven't been to a Cavs game this year.
They are 33-5.
But the people that have gone to the Cavs games, you're telling me the season hasn't been special for you regardless of what happened?
I'm sure season ticket holders especially feel way different than we do. If they're Loudville season ticket holders.
216-474-0092. I hope they feel that way. Because I hope that the negative vibes that I'm picking up, Owen, are just that. Are just loud, angry people. Because 61 wins is a tremendous season. If the season ended now, if they lose the rest of the year, 61 wins is a tremendous year. And they are on pace to, what, tie the team record right now?
They can still surpass it.
They can still surpass it, okay. But there is a constant comparison to everything, and especially in basketball, especially in the NBA, because it comes down to who we used to have on our team, the comparison with that guy. Part of it is our fault, where we've ran to the phones and said how this season could be more special than the LeBron years or the LeBron championship. Yep, I'm part of that as well. Part of that as well in arguing that. But if you start to fall short on any of that, and then there's not just this, but there's this other team that's out there that could stop you from even going to the finals, I just feel like so many people are trying to pour cold water on what is a great season, where, guys, they could go and they could lose to the Eastern Conference Finals. And right now, I'm not making an argument to trade anybody.
Yeah, but the Celtics are a great team. They're the defending champs. It's not like if we'd lost to them, we'd be mired in shame. And now what? We're penalized for trying to win games?
I feel the same exact way you do.
In a league that gets crushed because, guys, don't try. We've got the team that tries. Because, and now all of a sudden, fans are going to be like, doesn't mean anything.
And it's going to be even worse, because when we had Brian Barrett on just a couple of days ago during Around the Eastern Conference, which you can listen to 92.3thefan.com on the Free Odyssey app, he's talking about Boston kind of ratcheting up a little bit, but kind of mailing in the regular season. You mentioned LeBron in the Lakers. Do they care as much during the regular season?
Does
Golden State care as much during the regular season? They're ratcheting it up right now. And again, when teams are starting to ratchet up, we're kind of struggling here and there. And bopping around against teams we really shouldn't. And I can't defend that. But I go, wait a minute, this team, if you said anything negative about them 3 weeks ago, you'd have been tarred and feathered and ran out of this town on a rail. And now people are acting as if they can't win games. They've won 61 of them. 216-474-0092. Is it a special year to you? Pro day today for the Colorado Buffaloes. Travis Hunter, Jimmy Horn, obviously Shedeur Sanders. They went to dinner last night. Did they take them both, Travis Hunter and...
That's what I read, yeah.
Okay, they took Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders to dinner last night. Is there anything a guy can do that make you think about not drafting him at dinner? Legitimately, I mean, if you get drunk and show your ass to everybody, like, yeah, okay, maybe we shouldn't draft this guy. But I mean, in all honesty, like, is there something that would make you... Is there something Seinfeldian?
I love this as a tactic. I love having both of them because got to remember, like, this is a job interview.
Yeah.
And when do you ever take two prospective applicants to the same place to a job interview? And all this is a job interview. I mean, all of it, including, yes, the little things at dinner is part of it. Now, maybe the Browns have their mind made up, and so it doesn't matter. So then,
why go to dinner?
It's a moot point. Yeah, I think you're always going to take the opportunity, just in case. You want to learn as much as you can about these guys. And remember, down the road, you might have a chance to have both of these guys down the road. May not be this year, maybe in 5 years. Who knows? You know, that's what a very interesting part of the whole process is. But I was thinking to myself, like, how do you approach this if you're Shador and if you're Travis Hunter? Like, I imagine they're friends, but I don't know. I imagine they're really good friends.
What if they hated each other?
They might, yeah. They might have, I mean, there have been times that me and you have hated each other's guts. So imagine if we are going out to dinner.
5:43 this morning.
Yeah, so imagine if we go out to dinner and both of us are sitting there pitching ideas towards a prospective boss, and they're sitting there trying to mull it over.
I mean, you guys have had, and you know, fortunately you do have deals where you're together, but imagine one client, they've got X amount of dollars, and they're going to give it to one host.
Yeah, in the end, only one is going to get chosen. That is what is so crazy. I feel like this is being under-talked about.
I mean, is Shador going, you know, hey, Travis, you know, the way that you're able to just blow things out and never think about the past again.
Like, is there a chance Shador is, because he's probably the more loquacious one of the two, is there a chance that Shador is backhanded complimenting Travis Hunter? Like, is there a way that he could do that and say, well, you know, we won this game. It was actually in spite of Travis, but oh, you know, and he just acts like he's busting chops like the whole time. Like, doesn't Shador want to get drafted ahead of Travis Hunter?
Okay, so if Owen was our boss, our prospective boss, we were out to dinner.
I like it so far.
Is there something you could say that would irk me, and then all of a sudden it becomes a competition during the dinner?
Ooh.
Can you think of something that you would say that you would know would irk me?
I mean, there's no doubt I'd be needling about certain impulses that I know that you have.
What are those?
Just certain things that grind your gears in a special way.
Say those. What are they?
I just think I'd have to, you know, play it off by seeing what first of all the Browns are looking for, or in this case,
well, what's Owen looking for?
Well, and it's just, you know, maybe we're really interested in somebody that's cool, calm, and collected, can always stay composed.
Yeah, not a guy that throws a stapler. You know,
I get a drop of a hat. I'm a person that gets annoyed when people lie about me about throwing a stapler.
Huh.
I get annoyed about that.
Wow. Our dinner table, you guys are going to talk about this right now?
Yeah.
See how quickly it can escalate?
Wow.
But you don't find it interesting?
I didn't throw a damn stapler at anybody.
How the short fuse with certain producers over the span. How many have we been through now? Mitch, you're number 7.
What? Why? Excuse me. I'm the one who has to have a short fuse with him because you won't even say anything. I bet he'd rather talk to me than talk to you because you won't say a damn word to him. He's got to play guessing games with you.
I'd still love to see some of the exit interviews.
Mitch, who do you like better, me or Lima?
That's when the producers actually want to do an exit interview.
Here we go. Mitch, power rank your host. You only have two.
So I have to choose between Ken and Anthony.
Yes.
I'm not putting that on the air.
Oh my God! Put it on the air, be a man.
Not doing it.
See, this is why I end up a second, because I'm willing to tell him what he needs to do.
I had a very nice conversation with Mitch yesterday on the phone.
Oh, you did? Did you?
I've had nice conversations with Anthony. I've had nice conversations with Ken.
Because every time I need to correct him, every time Lima believes he needs to correct him, I'm the one who's got to tell him. I'm the one who's got to be the bad guy with Mitch. I had to be the bad guy with Anthony. I certainly had to be the bad guy with Landry. I didn't have the chance to be a bad guy with Abe because he gave up on us before he even had a chance. Who else was in there? I was in there for like five years. You're different.
Ken is so sentimental.
You're different. No, he's different.
Those memories come flying back.
I can't. There's certain things I just can't fight
over. This is why he can't appreciate regular seasons down the road when they don't win the championships. He completely forgets about them.
Pick it. Pick now.
I'm not doing it.
Mitch, don't take his bait. Don't take his bait.
I'm not taking anybody's bait.
Why won't you pick? Why won't you be a man and pick?
Because I don't want it on public record of me ranking personally the hosts compared to each other. I'm not doing that.
Are you kidding me? How would you not do it?
When you walk out to fill those meters under...
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey. And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Which direction do you feel like you're most pressured?
Hit the music.
So anyway,
hit the music.
All I'm saying.
Which music do you want?
I'll get back to Shador Sanders and Travis. We got 20 days. They ain't going anywhere, okay? Hold on. Hit the music.
I'll give you a little different music.
Okay.
Here we go. All right. Nice dinner party, Mitch. Just let us know.
We have a Dom Perignon, nice 72 try. And
$106. Mitch, I'm trying to bring in a new host to my radio station. You know, between the two of these guys, which one do you think would help me out most and help launch my new radio station?
I mean, it's such a hard decision, Owen. I'm probably not the guy you want to be.
But you're the only guy I have here with me right now.
We both put you as a reference.
I mean, I tried to talk to them, and they blew up about a stapler. Both of them, one on each side. I need to know.
Now, would Mitch be of the ilk to where if he's ordering on someone else's dime, he's going with the Wagyu?
Well,
he didn't know it at the time. That person you're mentioning, see, now I'm mad because you misrepresented one of our other friends. He did not know it at the time.
I've never even had Wagyu. I don't know what that is.
He didn't know it either.
But if you saw hamburger on the menu, would you just order
that? He just saw burger, so he figured he was ordering something different, and we had to go, hey, buddy, the MKT there means it's no, you don't order that.
The $72 burger.
Yeah, I think it was actually more at that time.
Mitch,
come on, Mitch.
Mitch, you don't have to answer this.
Yes, he should.
See, because
it's a show of opinion.
Tell you what, one of the hosts is giving me an out here.
Why? What did I do?
You said answer the question, and Lima's like, you don't have to answer this.
Yeah, I don't think you need to be on the spot on this one.
Why should he answer? You do need to answer. Tell him, Ken. Tell him what he needs to answer right now.
He needs to answer the damn phone is what he needs to answer.
Line one! All right, Kenny.
I do throw highlighters at the window.
Yes, it is highlighter proof. It's been tested.
But I've done that to everybody.
Doesn't even make a dent, no matter how hard you throw it.
The one time during a rant, can I tell you guys this? Steve is a good friend, Steve Ralston, our buddy. I'm throwing his whole name out there. And one night, I'm in the middle of some rant, and I turn my mic off during the rant, and I'm going, and I can't believe Pat Shurmur would ever have the bill. I remember you couldn't say the B word back then because it was a different bus. I can't believe he'd ever have the satchel to ever say that to the media. Line four, dummy! I can't believe that he would ever do such a... Like, it was just... All right, here we got... Wait a minute. Do you want me to get to a caller first? You want me to get to the boss?
We got time for both. Yeah. Get the caller.
All right, give me Mike on the row ad. Hello, Mike.
Hey, this is easy. I can help Mitch decide this if you want.
Okay.
Mitch, if you want to hear 8 hours of love for LeBron James, it's going to be Anthony, okay? If you want to hear how LeBron James is the best human on the face of the planet and the best basketball player, it's Anthony, clearly, or Jason Lloyd, but we won't go there.
Mike, I hear what you're saying. Here's the thing, though. I can listen to Lima, or I can go on to TikTok and listen to all of the song edits about LeBron James right now. I have options.
I've heard about that. Well, true, no, I'm not true. On the TikTok. Go ahead,
now,
Mike.
If you want to hear the love and homerism of the Cleveland Browns, you got to look at Ken.
I don't know. I think Ken this past season has really reshaped a lot of Browns fans to the point where I'm calling it Browns nihilism. He calls it Browns prison. I call it Browns nihilism. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of points where it looks like it's physically painful for you to talk about the Browns sometimes. Yeah.
I did say I didn't care about Kirk Cousins earlier. All right, Mike, thank you very much. That was a nice breakdown of both. All right, here we go. Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We welcome in our boss. The marble mouth of Crawford County, Keith Britton, joins us on the show. Hello.
If you guys could only hear the disappointment in Mitch's voice every time I call. It's like he got off the phone so quick. He put me on hold in like 2 seconds. I'll put you on hold. I mean, he was so pissed off. Mitch, by the way, we did get the window fixed when Ken threw that, so it's no big deal. It didn't hit anybody. He got the window
fixed. If I would have broken a window, I wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Some companies launch 2x4s at windows?
I will say, Keith,
throw Sharpies.
These are great windows.
For free for every four you buy. Window Nation. 866-90 Nation.
JD Power and Associates have given them a high ranking.
I would say the one thing that I do need to know, like, we have the Browns t-shirt. You guys have been through a lot of producers. I think it's comparable. The number is getting there to how many producers you've been through with the Browns quarterbacks. But I will say this, Mitch, I do want to know, like, you know, as a boss, sometimes we like to get people's opinions on who they work with and stuff. I just like to know, who do you enjoy working with more as a host? Like, just so I can put you in a position to succeed.
This is tough, man.
This is your boss talking.
Well, who makes
I'll
life?
Hang up and listen.
Yeah, who's... who? He'll listen, and then he'll criticize later. Who makes your life easier, would you say, between
who
the
makes
two
my
of
life
us?
Easier?
Oh, yeah. God.
I got to say, I mean, Owen really helps me out with the sound cuts and everything. And
oh,
he's
what
able
a dodge.
To,
we didn't ask you about
to,
Owen. Stop
what
dodging.
What a
dodge. I'm part of this, Mitch.
Pick.
I'm not doing it on the air, man.
Why would you not do it on the air? That's what you do everything on
I
the air.
I don't want you guys to know the answer.
What
there
are you talking
no
about? We talk
way.
About our dead moms on the air we'll and make jokes about yeah, them. Mitch, I think we can handle this.
Mitch, we'll do it off the air. That'll be all our best content, off the air.
Can I flip a coin for it?
No!
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
Hey,
you
Romeo
are the worst.
Crinnell.
I have a coin
you are
in my
the
hand
worst.
As of right now. Okay, here we go.
Oh, my God.
Nobody
no,
cares.
Shut up.
Yeah,
go back to
do
Strasburg.
That. Do that off the air.
Get back to Strasburg.
Do
go
that
back
bit
to the...
off the air.
Oh, my God. Get this kid a job in Peoria, Illinois.
Good God.
Hello, Jackson. Jackson and Chardon, home of the Toppers. Go ahead.
What's going on, man?
Hi.
I think LeBron?
What?
It's LeBron Day. We got to be excited.
What are you talking about?
And for 2 days now, Anthony's went, where are the callers at? And then that's what I get in response.
There you go. The LeBron bat signal.
I only
it
tell Mitch, I'm the one who's honest with Mitch. I tell Mitch what he needs to hear.
Sure.
You tell me what Mitch needs to hear. And that I want to let you know 98% of the stuff I say to you is stuff that Lima wants me to tell you. Is it not true?
I've got you to say it. I got you to say it. What do I need to do?
It's the truth. It's the truth.
If you need to tell me something, it just make sure you tell me. That's all I'm asking.
I do. You do to me what the afternoon show's doing to that poor Jake kid at night. Just sticks your hand up my ass and you work me like a puppet and make me talk to Mitch the way you want
heads,
me to.
Heads, Ken Carmen. Tails,
no.
Anthony
no,
Lima. Here we go.
We're not doing that.
How about heads we cut off his mic, tails we cut off his mic.
Look.
When you become a man and decide which one you like better or which, then we'll go ahead and do it.
Right.
Can I say
Kenny,
there's one thing that might turn me off about Shedeur Sanders or Travis Hunter?
I want to know if Shedeur or Travis Hunter are sabotaging each other at that dinner.
Well, I think if Jimmy were sitting right next to us, we were just yelling at somebody else sitting at the table, I think he wouldn't draft either of us. Like, I don't think he'd take either of us.
I think Abdul Carter sounds really nice right about now.
There was nobody else at the Penn State dinner. It was just him. Can I admit something? There would be one thing I might think less of him. If you're going to be my quarterback, chew with your mouth closed. That's one thing. And the other thing is, if you have a steak, now I'm not going to judge him if he doesn't eat steak. You don't need to be, it'd be nice if you, I think an AFC North quarterback eats a steak.
A sloppy steak?
Well, no, because we had a guy who was a sloppy steak guy and it took him a minute to get matured and then he ended up being mature somewhere
else. You'll be able to tell if his hair is pushed back.
He was definitely a sloppy steak guy with his hair pushed back. If you do the thing, and it's going to be hard for me to describe this, maybe you can describe it better. You have the fork and you basically are in a stabbing motion when you cut the meat. I don't like that. You can hold it. My dad had a way to hold it with your index finger, and it was a better way to cut the meat. My dad taught me that, and at first I started doing the stab motion. He's like, no. Take your finger and put it on top of the fork, stick the fork in, and cut it with some dignity. That's the way my dad's a psycho, but that's the way it was. And I think if you cut your meat like you were psycho stabbing in a shower, it would be in the back of my head in some way. It would be in the
Let's
back of my head.
You. What about the order?
What other corners are you willing to cut?
Hold on. For the next player to turn around your franchise, if one goes filet and the other goes tomahawk, like, does that change things?
I would imagine they're both tomahawks.
If somebody goes, I want the 6 ounce filet as opposed to the 32 ounce.
I don't want them.
Really?
I don't want them.
That doesn't
bother
me.
You've got to at least be a strip. You've got to be a strip, and then it goes strip ribeye, of course. Then you get your bone in, your cowboy cut, and then if
does the way that you get it cooked, tomahawk. Does the way you get it cooked determine
now,
it too?
Now Mitch is cooking with gas.
Of course
this is
it
what
does.
We were thinking. I would prefer my quarterback to have it rare, medium rare.
I'll rare, take a medium rare. Because it tells me he's not living all the way out on the edge, but he's willing to take a calculated risk
now
to benefit.
What if he says, well done, and then immediately looks at you and go, and I know what you're thinking here, Jimmy, but let me explain myself. And then gave you a good explanation of doing it his way.
Still don't want him.
Really?
Sounds like a guy that's going to make excuses on Monday morning about why things turned out the way they did on Sunday afternoon.
Let me
go one further.
That's magnificent.
Let me go one further. If they don't do it the right way, do you send it back or are you worried how that looks to the decision makers?
Do you?
Are you a staunch decision maker?
I'll do you one better. If I'm Jimmy, I have somebody call ahead and I go, whatever he orders, mess it up.
Yeah. How does he deal with that? How does he deal with the chaos?
Oh, my.
How does he work in chaos? As a troubleshooter.
Jim Irsay, by the way, guys, don't tell me I'm insane. Jim Irsay owns an NFL football team. So I don't want to hear that I'm the insane one here. Yeah. Yeah, you want to be my quarterback? Let's figure out how you deal with something like that. And how do you treat the wait staff, too? Do you do it with something? Excuse me, this isn't what I ordered here. I ordered this. Thank you very much. Or do you go, excuse me, how hard is your job? Because that would bother me. Yeah. That would bother me.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
There's still some time for the weather to change, at least for the forecast. But right now, I'm reading one local site says could be a near record cold for the Cleveland Guardians home opener. Which, you know, openers are for the hardy, right? You either get that ticket and say, hey, rain, shine, snow, sleet. You're like a post office worker. You're going no matter what.
Yeah.
But this could hit close to home for you, Owen.
Yeah. I we've been to home openers in the past, and usually we buy a ticket, and because you pay, you know, the opening day fee or the opening day price, you end up riding it out and staying. We have switched to We Buy the Pass now, and we'll still buy, you know, random games. We'll buy seats or whatever, but we have passes. Me and my wife have had passes for a couple seasons, and now my youngest son, who is our baseball crazy kid, we got him a pass this year because he went to playoff games with us last year. He's really big into the team. Has not been to an opening day and is really excited about it.
Heck yeah.
And because we've been to some opening days now, I'm looking at this forecast and I don't personally know if I want to be out there, but he wants to be there. Do I take him and have his first opening day experience be on potentially 2016, it was 36 degrees, potentially colder than that.
And windy now.
On Tuesday. Yeah. You've got to be in the right area of the ballpark to at least get some sun north.
Yeah, you got
to
get some sun on top of you in those situations. Oh, God.
But everybody knows that. The people that go know exactly the spots to be in, and it's going to be, it's going to be a dogfight to get in there to get to those spots. Do I take him or do I just go, hey, let's wait a couple days when it warms up?
Well, so that's,
I think by the weekend it's supposed to be warm again.
That's the question. Is opening day a no matter what event? Is it one of those sacred events that no matter what the deal is,
for those who
you
choose,
head
I'd
on
say
down
so.
And you go through your typical routine or whatever? Because obviously people have their routines down over the years. They meet with the same friends. Yes. They go to the same bars.
Right.
Is opening day a sacred event where it does not matter?
I think it is. I think it, unless the game is, because Owen reminded us a little bit ago, the game that got like snowed out or rained out like at 10 o'clock in the morning.
So that
they caught
was
it really early.
2016. I just looked it up. They pulled it the day before. That morning, it was, I remember it now. We came in, it was like 55 degrees in the morning. It was kind of warm, right? And by the time we left the show, it was like 38 degrees. And it got all the way down to 30. So they moved it to the next day, and it was only 36 there.
Yeah. I don't think that if you're a person that goes, opening day is it's a different day from everything else. I think you try to get the game in no matter what because you got people coming into town for it. I'm talking about like Jack Sawyer. I can't imagine Jack Sawyer can be here more than Tuesday and that's it.
Throwing first pitch.
Yeah, he's throwing the first pitch on Tuesday. So I think there's only a amount of time that you have where you can have people show up on opening day. So that is part of it, but that's from a the planning standpoint. I mean, for the general fan, and I know that's what you meant too.
But as part of you also, Owen, wondering maybe this isn't the opening day then. Maybe you want it to be more special and you'd wait a year.
I just don't want him to. I want him to cherish opening day, right? Same thing that, you know, all Clevelanders, it's a holiday. You know, a lot of people have talked about this day, you should be off on this day. It should be a holiday in Cleveland. I don't want him to go, his first memory of opening day being, I froze my ass off.
I understand that.
It was miserable.
You were looking for the indoor parts of the stadium where there's heat.
Where he's going, you know what? I don't want to do opening days because that first one was so miserable.
I don't think you got anything to worry about. I think that, you know, those type of things. I still remember the second Indians game I ever tried to go to. I tell you guys all the time about the first one. Second one I went to, it got rained out against the Toronto Blue Jays. We went up there, sat there in the rain. I was dying for it to stop. They finally called it.
But my problem is, I think it's a lot different. When we were kids, baseball meant so much more. I'm in a fight right now to make sure that baseball stays. It's his 1A sport right now for him. You know, every kid's a football kid, and he enjoys football, but that's not his top sport, at least in priority for him.
Man,
I don't want to lose that.
I can't imagine not wanting to go. Like, it's going to be July eventually. It's going to warm up. I think every opening day is going to be a roll of the dice. It's spring. Weather changes all the time. Yeah, it's the first one. I think there's stories to tell later on.
First opening day.
Yeah. My first opening day was atrocious. I didn't go to an opening day until I was a media member, and I hated every moment of it.
Yeah.
Well, you can handle that.
It wasn't because of the Indians. You're not a little kid. Yeah. Well, that's true.
I can tell you the only time I got a chance that first year to go to Progressive Field, and it was such a special thing, and I don't know how my mom got tickets, and the two of us.
Oh, in 94.
And the two of us went, and we spent the entire game. Remember, it was April. We spent the entire game in the bathrooms. Trying to look for heat. I wasn't dressed right. I don't know what. It was brutally cold, and it did. It kind of marred. It became a funny experience. Like, we always joked about it later, but it did kind of mar the day. Now, that wasn't opening day, but that was the first chance to go into the new stadium, the new field.
Yeah, I say, yeah, you got to go. You just got to go. I don't want to say soak it up, but I think it's still part of the experience. And if it gets cold, I mean, it says a high of 34 on Tuesday. That is just awful. But if it gets cold, it gets cold, and you roll the dice and try to go again next year. I think day two is always the fun day. Definitely not as many people in the stands. The bunny's still there.
You got room to navigate.
Yeah, and you can have a whole – I mean, in my experience in the past, it's been usually still cold, and you can have a whole section to yourself if you want to, and you can do just about any damn thing you want.
That's another thing. I have to work on day two downtown.
That sucks.
And I do not need opening day getting bumped to the next day.
I went to a couple
for personal reasons.
I got to tell you, man, I went to a couple of game twos in my life. Game two, I don't want to give out the secrets, but, you know, I can't imagine it's going to be that big of a sellout. And again, that
is the White Sox.
You have some fun in game two. That is a good time that time.